Justrelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this Hump Day Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I want to remind you that tomorrow, Thursday, I will not be doing the show live. This will be a repeat of today's show. So just wanted to make sure you're aware of that. We have some family business to take care of in Traverse City and just will not be able to do the show live. After talking over some options with my engineer, we decided just to rebroadcast today's show for tomorrow. So greatly appreciate you guys understanding. And again, we ask for prayers for Vicky, her doctors, and things that will be happening in Traverse City tomorrow afternoon, Thursday, January 23rd. Big announcement came out this morning, actually last night, but then it was pulled down, and then it was back on, and it actually, I think, was a God thing. Of course, everything is a God thing, but Jocelyn Benson's Twitter X account, the one with the blue check mark, Michigan, I'm overwhelmed by your support today. Thank you. Michiganders are ready to fight for a transparent, affordable, and safer future for all of Michigan. And we're just getting warmed up. And then she's got that little emoji, you know, the bicep flex with the arm curled upward. Then a picture. And it's kind of interesting, the picture that they chose to use. Because it appears that Jocelyn Benson's no longer a blonde. I guess, evidently, she's either dyed her hair or has gone back to her natural sandy brownish brunette color, wearing, of course, the pink blazer and a black blouse underneath it. Jocelyn Benson for governor, and a donate button. Secure.actblue.com. Act Blue, of course, is the Democrats' party's chosen donation program that they use, similar to how the Republicans use WinRed. Well, Act Blue is what the Democrats use. A social media message in which Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson thanks presumed supporters for backing a gubernatorial campaign was taken down minutes after it was posted, presumably by accident. Benson, a considered frontrunner for the Democratic nomination, also had a Jocelyn Benson for governor logo posted on her website, jocelynbenson.com, Tuesday evening. Because of the post being prematurely launched, it was taken down. And then it was reposted at 7 o'clock this morning with a video. Benson has yet to post a gubernatorial campaign finance committee, which allows her to raise and spend money for a race for governor in 2026. The campaign committee must be filed within 10 days of her launching her campaign, which appears to be official at 7 o'clock today. A Benson spokesperson did not return a message for comment. The two-term and term-limited Secretary of State has been hinting for almost 18 months that she was interested in running for governor. This very first story broke back June the 8th of last year. No, I'm sorry. We're in 2025. In 2023, June 8th of 2023, Benson does not downplay the possibility of gubernatorial run in 2026. Well, earlier in the day yesterday, Benson posted a video on social media about how she's been traveling across the state of Michigan as part of her listening tour. Michiganders deserve leadership that will get things done, she said, adding that the residents of Michigan wants someone who will take action. Well, that's what I've done every day as your Secretary of State, and I have no plans to stop now, end quote. Okay, I'm going to stop the story right here. Little personal observation, some facts. Jocelyn Benson has been found guilty by 7 judges. The most recent one, the 8th case, just went down, I believe, about a month ago. Found guilty of violating election laws here in the state of Michigan. Nobody's talking about it. Oh, there's been a few news stories that mentioned the judge's decisions, but nobody's really dove deep into the details of these lawsuits. Well, I'm going to reach out and schedule an interview with Patrick Kolbeck. Let'sFixStuff.org is his website. We're going to dive deep into these lawsuits, into these cases. As we move forward through this process, you are going to learn and you're going to be able to share this information with everybody you know that Jocelyn Benson, while Secretary of State, broke election laws in the way she handled the China virus pandemic. The rules that she's put out as Secretary of State regarding our elections, the handling of ballots, what needs to be done with our election machines before, during, and after an election, as well as possibly committing 2 felonies of federal laws. Not just the state of Michigan's election laws, but federal laws. And the only reason that she hasn't been charged, investigated, charged, and prosecuted is because she's a Democrat in the state of Michigan with a Democrat attorney general girlfriend of hers, Dana Nessel. We are going to get all this information out there, folks. And honestly, with the other Democrats that are going to be getting into this race, I don't think Jocelyn Benson's going to win. But we're going to make sure we do everything we can to get the truth out about her, her activities since she's been the Secretary of State, and make sure the public's aware of it before, long before, the primary in 2026. Republicans quickly hopped on the announcement that was made last night prematurely and officially 7 o'clock this morning. Former House Speaker Jace Bolger said her launch has already been like her time in office. Loud pronouncements followed by fumbling operations. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, the first Republican announced candidate, said, "Wow. Gerrymander Johnson is in and out. Did we scare her off? No, Eric. It was a mistake by her PR campaign team. And if I was Jocelyn Benson, those people would be fired right now. Well, one of the things that was interesting in this response to the announcement, Eric Nesbitt referenced the Chinese national who was caught voting illegally in Ann Arbor. Zach Rudat of Michigan Freedom Front wrote, "Pretty on brand for Jocelyn Benson to let this one slip through the cracks." Pretty interesting that the announcement officially came at 7 o'clock this morning. The first Democrat to get in. Well, some of the comments I saw, people are saying, sorry, Jocelyn, but the nomination's already in. Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Remember him? The ran for president race turned into him being Secretary of Transportation under Biden. Well, he has moved into Michigan, now living in Traverse City, about 30 minutes from where I'm sitting right now. He and his husband, who adopted children, moved to Traverse City to be closer to his parents, who are basically now close enough to be babysitters and to be involved in the children's lives. Well, that officially, that move made him a resident of Michigan. And some of the Democrats are opining that he is going to be the nominee. He will defeat Jocelyn Benson. So, what do we have so far? Eric Nesbitt. There will be many, many more jumping in the race. We're seeing all kinds of signals from former Speaker of the House Tom Leonard, Tudor Dixon, Kevin Rinke. The list goes on and on and on the Republican side. We'll wrap this story up and wrap up the governor's race for 26. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of our number one. Just to wrap this up, the governor's race with Mike Duggan, mayor of Detroit, announcing late last year that he's going to run for governor in 2026 as an independent, not a Democrat. Additionally, looking at a situation where the Democrats are going to have multiple candidates. The Republicans are going to have multiple candidates with Mike Duggan in the mix as an independent. What is that going to do for us? Well, the primary, which right now looks like August of 2026, I'm hoping they move those up. I would love to see primaries moved up to April or May earlier in the year to give the winning candidate more time to campaign, raise money, put out more signs, do more public events, be able to participate in Memorial Day parades, other summer activities, 4th of July parades, which currently they don't get to do because they're campaigning for the August primary. But here's what's going to unfold. Multiple candidates on the Democrat side, multiple candidates on the Republican side, independent Mike Duggan. Well, this means everybody will be staying home in that primary. Democrats will want to stay home on their side of the ballot to vote for a Democrat candidate they want to be their nominee. The Republicans will be doing the same thing. Independents don't have to vote for Mike Duggan because he's going to be the only independent candidate, I believe, running for governor. So this is going to be an absolute pure primary. And what does that mean? That means Democrats will not be crossing over and voting for the weakest Republican. I believe that's what happened in the last governor's race, 2022, when Whitmer was running for re-election. Nobody challenged her, so she had clearly the nomination. Well, guess what? They then crossed over and voted for the weakest candidate to help them win the primary. And who was that? Tudor Dixon. She wasn't my choice, and she lost, and she lost badly. So here's the thing. You have to understand that this is exactly a perfect storm coming in 2026. Republicans voting for Republicans, Democrats voting for Democrats, independents probably going to sit it out, maybe not even vote, or they may vote for the best Republican they think to run against the Democrat. Meanwhile, Mike Duggan is going to be spending millions of dollars on his independent race. So the bottom line, yeah, we're basically going to have a pure primary and a real Republican nominated, hopefully the best one that can win against the independent Duggan and the Democrat, whichever candidate they end up going with. I believe Duggan, as a Democrat mayor of Detroit, choosing to abandon the Democrat label to run for governor, is going to pull votes from Democrats. We could end up with a Republican governor with less than 50% of the vote. When Ross Perot ran against George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton won the White House, folks, with 42% of the popular vote. The Republican in 2026 could win the governorship with 42% of the vote. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Very interesting to see this thing play out. So bottom line, stay tuned, stay engaged, but it is official. Jocelyn Benson, George Soros's protege, somebody who he paid for her college education, implementing this strategy of his to get pretty blondes to be secretaries of states and turn them into governors. Katie Hobbs out in Arizona, who defeated Carrie Lake, she was the Secretary of State in charge of that election, her own election, running for governor, when she defeated Carrie Lake. Well, that's the plan for 2026. But Pete Buttigieg and other candidates for Democrat side, I'm believing Chris Swanson, the Democrat sheriff from Genesee County, I think there'll be others. They'll be getting in, and let's see if she wins. My prediction is she's not going to win. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have